Hello, friends. This is Brent Vernon. Have you ever felt misunderstood? Well, today I'd like to share a song that encourages us to kindness and understanding. It's a fun tune with an important message. This is The Seeds of a Song.
The Seeds of a Song.
The Seeds of a Song.
I've often been surprised to discover that someone I thought to be the picture of self-confidence actually struggled with feelings of inferiority, feelings of self-doubt, kind of like that guy I see in the mirror every morning. Does that sound familiar? Well, today we are going to talk about having a God confidence that leads to kindness and understanding. If we're being honest, most of us know the pain of feeling overlooked, feeling awkward, less than physically perfect, less than talented, etc., etc. You know what I'm talking about. It's true. Well, regardless, millions of people today seem to have those words, not good enough, stamped in bold letters on their hearts, clouding dreams and jeopardizing relationships. I've known those feelings all too well. As a kid, I struggled to articulate myself, wasn't a good talker. Whenever I got nervous or excited, my brain just seemed to freeze up and things got awkward. Instead of passionate discourse, my poorly chosen words seemed to hit the ground with a thud. Even now, I really dislike talking on the phone unless it's a friend or a family member. A few years ago, I had a series of meetings with a lady who had been quite successful in the business world. She was attractive, she was passionate, highly opinionated, and unfortunately for me, she was very articulate. I got to the point where I was never sure what the outcome of the meeting would be. She was at one end of the table steering the ship, and I was at the other end, stammering and stuttering, just trying to keep my head above water. Well, I'm just not gifted with that kind of ability or magnetism. I'm just Brent. And because of that, I'm all the more grateful that God is well aware of what I'm trying to say, even when I can't seem to spit it out like I want to. Some of the best songs ever written came into being because of something that the writer experienced, or maybe the writer regularly experiences. And so it is with today's song. We observe, we listen to each other, and then we tend to make hasty conclusions, don't we? Well, I am deeply grateful that what heaven hears is, as this song says, a very different matter. God knows our hearts. Let's listen to the song.
To be debonair with a poise and a polish and a subtle flair, but I'm not that. No, I'm not that kind of guy. I stammer, stutter, and I hesitate when I try to reason or deliberate, 'cause I can't function on the fly. In spite of my frustrations, God sees my motivations. He knows exactly what I'm trying to say. What heaven hears is a different matter, 'cause heaven knows the very heart of me. And every word's not only heard, it's taken as it needs to be. What heaven sees is a different thing, no phony fronts and no veneers. I wish we'd see what heaven sees and hear what sympathize with the hows and the whats and the who am I's. There's no way that I'm alone. We strive and struggle just to find a voice, and we search for meaning in a world of noise. But don't give up, there's a song that's all our own. In spite of our frustrations, God sees our motivations, and He knows exactly what we're trying to say. What heaven hears is a different matter, 'cause heaven knows the very heart of me. And every word's not only heard, it's taken as it needs to be. What heaven sees is a different thing, no phony fronts and no veneers. I wish we'd see what heaven sees. What heaven needs. choosing to believe that I am understood. I don't have to worry if the words should fail me, 'cause it's all good.
The Bible says, do your own work well, and then you will have something to be proud of, but don't compare yourself to others. I like that. As our connectedness escalates in this world of social media, it's easy to take our eyes off the purpose God gives each one of us. It's easy to look around at the successes and the appearance of so many others and let those not good enough feelings get the better of us. But don't forget, God sees and He knows the motivations of our hearts. He will not skew or abuse or misrepresent or betray in any way the cry of our souls. It's highly likely that we will misunderstand each other from time to time, but God sees and He hears us with the greatest clarity. So, as you go about living your life today, just remember this, another great word from the Bible. The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and sincere faith.
Hey, I would love to hear from you. You can contact me through my website at brentvernon.com. There you can find out where I'll be in concert, what I'm up to, and a whole bunch of other stuff. You can even find my music on iTunes.
This program has been a production of Live Hope and Sound Broadcasting.